Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. Today's program is on the seer and the seer anointing with guest James Gall. And you know what, James, it's almost like, I don't know why I call you a guest. You're like, you know, family,
friend,
yeah. You know, you're just
awesome.
On the program a lot, and we love it because
you
contribute so much. But today, I know, as we talk about the seer, this is a subject that you are very passionate about. But not just a subject, it's who you are. And so we want to glean from you today. We want to get some insight into exactly what is the seer anointing, what is the ministry of the seer for, and how can we grow in the anointing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't start out as a seer. I started out in the faith as a kid, growing up with a mother who was a strong intercessor, and you know, and she birthed me into these supernatural realms of things through her prayers. But I started out more on having apparitions and things of haunting. And then I had to then grow up and then learn to filter away the dark demonic side that was the interference to the true calling.
So an apparition of the haunting was like demonic visions and encounters.
And I would have like apparitions of people standing at the end of my bed, and I had a death kind of culture that was around me that was like, I don't talk a lot about this, but in my growing up, it was actually an abusive family situation. And so I didn't grow up with the security. I had the prayers of a mother, but I didn't grow up in the security, you know, of a good, nurturing, safe place.
Right.
So I grew up with a lot of fear. Now, but here's something I want to say, is that watch the dreams and visions of a child, because they're going to reveal some of their calling in their life.
Wow.
So even though this was negative or on the dark side that was with me as a kid, it actually was because I was a threat to the enemy. The enemy has partial knowledge, and the enemy wanted to try to like take me out at an early age. So I actually was moving in a seer realm, but it was with interference on the dark side. And so anyway, but we had to learn to break that and later and filters be put in place and everything.
Right.
But you know, I just have this thing on me about parents and their children.
Right.
And you can create a culture for revelation in their youth. And Michael Ann and I, we did this for our kids. And so the whole seer realm and all that's very natural. So it doesn't have to be eerie and like, so like way out there.
I just want a couple things. First of all, what were some of the filters that you learned to put on?
Uh-huh.
And number two, how can we create this culture in the homes for our children?
Yeah, I tell you, one of the things that we did a lot was play praise and worship, quiet music at nighttime and putting the kids to sleep. And we would play these instrumental peace and instrumental love and instrumental joy and these kinds of worship instrumental tapes. Today we call it soaking worship.
Sure.
And that helps create the culture that then you go to sleep with a spirit of peace, and peace is the cradle for revelation. You see, in the book of Isaiah, it talks about in quietness and confidence, we'll have rest.
Yeah.
Well, rest is the incubation bed for the spirit of revelation, and particularly for dreams and visions and angelic encounters.
That's probably why in a lot of New Age circles, they'll give them exercises to bring them into a deep peace so that they can receive from the from the invisible realm, which we know would be the demonic side of things. But
yeah, sure. But there is the true, because the enemy is just a copycat. He's not an originator. And so if there's something that's out there in that realm, that just means, hey, guys, it means there's the real side. So, you know, I just want to say I had a dream this morning. It was just, you know, I just went to sleep. But I pray every night before I go to bed, and I say, Lord, I ask that you give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray Ephesians 1:17 over my life. I pray it every night before I go to sleep. And so I have dreams. So this morning, I just had a dream that T-shirts were given out. So I just want to give out some T-shirts right now. I wish I actually had some to give to you. They're watching right now. And they were A1, because guess what? God thinks you're top. You're an A1 person. It's an apostolic generation, and God is enlisting you. And in fact, I see apostolic intercessors getting raised up right now. It's what I see, where I see the word. How do I see it? It's because I see. It's not because I'm someone profound. It's because there lives inside me the living, real Jesus. And in every house has windows and doors. You want to know how vision happens? I'm going to demystify it for you real fast. Every house has windows and doors. And inside of a house, there's people who live there. And if you want to see, you go to the window, you take a peek, you go look outside your window. Well, if you're born again and Jesus Christ lives inside of you, we are now the temple of the living God, and in every house, temple, there's windows and doors. Jesus simply rises up, looks out his window, which is our soul, our eye, and he looks through the eyes of our heart, and he looks and he takes a picture, and then he shows to you what it is that he's seeing. That sounds really simple. Yep, that's exactly the way it works. Jesus is the seer. He lives inside of you, and he will give you snapshots of what's present, snapshots of things in the past, and a foretaste and the forerunner anointing of that which is coming. And I still see it right now. I said this in another program. I see the word Zoe. It is life. I speak life over you right now. I'll see scriptures. One of the first ways that the whole seer thing unfolded to me as I grew in the things of the faith, I would see scriptures written across people's foreheads. Yeah. And I would go, what in the world is this? It was probably a form of the word of knowledge, but it was in like a seer realm. Right. And I would see this. I wouldn't know what the scripture even was. I'd have to turn to my Bible. I'd have to look up, oh, wow, I see something. And it's like 1 Peter 5:9, and then I'd have to hope and pray that there was five chapters, you know. And 1 Peter 5:9, but resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. I speak that as a word of knowledge right now, because I just saw 1 Peter 5:9, and I just speak that. Stand firm in your faith, resist the enemy, he's going to flee from you. So this seer has a seer scripture that I want to give to you. In fact, I pray already an impartation that you are going to see words of knowledge. You're going to see sicknesses. You're going to see promises. You're going to see destinies. You can do this because there is a seer named Jesus, if you're born again, who lives inside your house.
And I know that you teach people how to cultivate this anointing, but it's like there are organs that God has placed in us to see, like in our natural.
Yeah.
He's given us eyes.
Absolutely.
In order to see in the natural, we have to open those eyes.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, and we have to choose to look. So if you look for something, you'll see something. But you can't look if your eyes are closed. That's why the Apostle Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus that the eyes would be opened. And so we can say, Lord, I just open my eyes and I'm looking for what you are going to show. So if we posture ourselves to see, that's one of the beginning points, isn't it, that we can learn to see?
It absolutely is. See, praying the scriptures is an enormous key. That's what I did. And I just encourage you just even lay hands on your heart, because you have more than one set of eyes. You've got them in the natural and you have them in the spirit. Paul the Apostle wrote, as Patricia was speaking, Ephesians 1:17-19, and I pray that you be filled with the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that the eyes of your heart will be opened or enlightened, so that you might know the hope of his calling, that you might know the glorious inheritance which is in the saints, and you might know the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. So I speak right now that the eyes of your heart, you see, if they could be, have to pray to be opened, that means that they were closed, or at least that they were closed to a greater degree. And so we speak right now, Patricia and I, in agreement, that you too can discover the seer in you.
Amen.
You can grow, and I speak an enlightening. I speak light. I speak revelation. I speak the word of God over you and into you, and it's going to open up your senses, and you shall see in the spirit realm.
Amen. James, just before we break, I just want to cover something else, because I know that. I love to see into mm-hmm. the realms of the spirit. And oftentimes we're looking for something like a big open vision yeah. or something like that. But most often God just speaks to us in little small impressions.
Absolutely.
Oftentimes in the imagination, because that's the organ he created mm-hmm. in us in order to have vision. We'll never have vision without that organ
that's
being
right.
engaged in some measure. So it's really important then that we sanctify
right.
that
set
part of
apart.
Us and set it apart for God. Say, God, I give you my imagination.
That's
I
right.
repent from any unclean, mm-hmm. ungodly imaginations, anything I've let in there that shouldn't mm-hmm. have gone in, anything that came in through the eye gate
that's
that,
right.
that I shouldn't have let in. I ask that you wash that organ clean
absolutely.
So that it's ready to be used by God. And then something that the Lord helped me with is he showed me that in the Bible, there were the seers. Like, mm-hmm. for instance,
right.
Daniel was a seer.
Yeah.
And Ezekiel definitely was mm-hmm. a seer. He had vision.
Of course.
And if we submit ourselves
that's right.
to the scriptures of that paint the vision for us mm-hmm. of what they saw,
that's right.
then that seer anointing can strengthen us because we're submitting ourselves to that anointing.
Absolutely.
What I like to do is meditate on the scriptures mm-hmm. and see it.
That's
like,
right.
you know, so that if Ezekiel is, you know, talking about
oh, yeah.
these creatures, I like to say, Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. paint that picture inside
yes,
of my imagination. I want to see it. And then that awakens my seer anointing as it's submitted to the seer authority in the Word of God. But anyways, we'll talk about that more because
yeah.
I think there might be some keys, especially
there
that
is.
You can give us in all your years of experience to help us see into the realm of the spirit and even what God wants to show us for the future and that we can definitely see according to his vision, because Jesus said, I only do the things I see my Father do. So
right.
we should be able to see. Mm-hmm. And he said, I came to open the eyes that are blind. We'll talk about that more right after this break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our program on the Seer with James Gall. James, all your books are amazing because you're a teacher as well as a prophet. And so when one reads your books, you get really good instruction from the scripture, but also impartation on the prophetic realm. And this book on the Seer, I mean, I've heard so many good
thank
reports,
you.
And I would say if our viewers do not have this book, they need to get it. If they've read the book, they need to get your study guide, because your study guides
thank
are
you.
Amazing, and people can use them in their Bible studies
sure.
and everything as well, right?
Yeah.
But in the rest of the program, you know, because we don't have mm-hmm. that much time
yeah.
to pack a lot of information inside that short time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some practical ways that we can enhance that seer anointing
okay.
that I want to grow in it myself?
Absolutely.
I really want to grow in the ability to see in the Spirit, see according to God's Word and His will and His way.
Good.
But what can I do as a person to enhance that? And also, how can I know that what I'm seeing is from God and not from
wow.
my own carnal mm-hmm. flesh or a demon or, you know, the world around me and its message.
Or unsanctified imagination
yeah.
or something of that nature. That is just really incredible. It's amazing. You know, there are really simple tools. Number one, as Patricia knows, and she's released in other things like her decree message and things of that nature, meditate on the Word of God. Now, whatever it is that you want, if you need healing, meditate on healing. Read the scriptures on healing. If you want to grow in the seer, meditate on the scriptures on dreams and visions. I have read through the 300 verses in the Bible on dreams. There's 300 of them, folks, on dreams alone. It's here in the Word of God. So if you want to grow in the seer, meditate on the scriptures about dreams and visions and things of this nature. Learn to quiet your soul before God, and again, quietness is the incubation bed mm-hmm. of revelation. That's a whole big subject, but I just have to mention it. You got to learn to close your shutters and your doors and go in and commune with Him who dwells upon the seat of your heart, Jesus. This is not Eastern meditation. This is communion with God. But as we lock in and we go into the secret place, we will have unfold before us a display of the most brilliant, amazing things that are in the unseen realm that become seen because they are as real and they are visual. And so I just encourage you to learn to practice the art of quieting your soul and going into the secret place, because you're again the temple of the Most High God, and you go through the blood of Jesus. You wash yourself through the water of the Word. And as the priest goes into the procession and you go into the most holy place, and our heart is the most holy place where Christ Jesus himself dwells. And in that, I tell you, that is a place that is full of life, full of action, full of color. It is amazing. I go into the secret place of the Most High God, and in there is the throne of God. There is the emerald sea. There is the rainbow that is around the sea. That's all from the book of Revelations, but it becomes alive and real to me. Mm-hmm. So meditate upon the Word of God. Learn to quiet your soul before the Lord. Go into the places of soaking worship. And I got to tell you something. You must be in the culture and the atmosphere of the supernatural. And that's why programs like this are so important. That's why XP Church is so important. That's why, like, attending conferences and things of this nature are so important. That's why feeding yourself on books and feed yourself the right thing, because whatever you feed, you will become. That is so simple. But and then there is another. Just believe. Yeah. When you look, expect
to see.
Expect to see. Yeah. Expect to see. Expect to see what? Oh, gosh. Expect to see angels. Yeah. Expect to see color. Expect to see light. Expect to see promises. Expect to see the unexpected. Expect the God of the unexpected to show up. Oh, my gosh. If you want to see, expect.
I just thought of something on that, James, that one of the things that I've done that's been helpful is that when I'm around seers, like let's say that I'm around you or Bobby Connor,
Bob Jones,
and they say, oh, I see this.
That's right.
Then what I'll do is I'll direct my sight and say,
that's
Lord,
right,
I would like to see
I
that.
I want to see that also.
You know, and so then I have an expectation so that even though my natural eyes might not see like an open vision or something, I'll perceive in my spirit, I come into agreement with what they've seen. I'll see if I have a witness in my spirit that the Spirit of God gives me. Say, okay, there is an angel over in that corner.
That's neat.
I can't see it with my open eyes, but if I have a witness inside my spirit, then I will come into agreement with that and say, I witness to that. But it connects me with what they're seeing, even if I can't visibly see it yet.
It's still
a connection, and it does help open you up.
Okay, now, I just have to do this while we're in this zone, in the zone right now, because I saw something very quickly concerning you, and I see it right now, okay? But some of you who are watching, you say, but I don't see that, but I do, and perhaps some of you are going to see this yourself. I see a lion with a crown.
Wow.
This lion with a crown has been assigned to you, but it's possibly not only assigned to you, so I don't want to deal with elitism and exclusivity, but I do see a lion with a crown that has been released, and it deals with the power of ruling and reigning and going to take a cultural mountain for the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lion of Judah is going to roar into this media entertainment mountain. It is a lion with a crown, and he is coming as king, the King of Judah. The King of Praise is going to release a roar that shall be heard throughout the land. I see it now. I can even hear roaring praises from amongst the people. I see it. I decree it, and it shall be. And the Lion of Judah is on the prowl. He is on the loose. He has got a crown on his head because Jesus is the victor, but he's not going to show up as the little gentle lamb. Right. He's going to show up as the lion that roars in the midst of the enemies, and it is going to be a kingly anointing to rule and reign in this present life with a spirit of faith, with roaring praise to take the cultural mountain of entertainment and media for Jesus Christ's sake. So I see that, and any of you who are out there right now, we engage and we agree together that the Lion of Judah is on the loose. Aslan is not a tame lion, and he is on the loose. And I see it right now, and it is open, it is available. He is on the prowl, he is on the loose. I see that right now, and I speak faith from that lion, from the Lion of Judah. His name is Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. And it is not just the little gentle lamb, but he is coming to roar against his enemies. And we shall even ride on his back. And we shall rule and reign over this present death culture. And I speak life, life, life from out of the seer anointing into your life, that you shall rule and reign. I see this now. I declare what I see. And you shall receive an impartation of the seer. You shall receive an impartation of courage. And you shall receive an impartation of faith. And you too shall roar over your enemies in Jesus' name.
Woo! That is amazing. James, you weren't in the studio yesterday, but right in this very studio, as we were filming another guest, I went into an encounter, I'll call it that, and I was on the lion that you described.
I just saw you on his back.
I was on its back, and it took me into different nations, and I heard it roar.
Yeah.
And it was like a roar of authority that's going to be loosed into the nations. And I saw one nation in particular. And so that is such a confirmation. Mm-hmm. But like as you started on that, I could actually see you see.
That's right.
I could see that you were in a different zone. You weren't in the natural anymore. I could see
it's
you
on
see.
On me real thick right now. I see the book of Amos. The Lord, by revelation, is going to open up the book of Amos for some of you. And I see Amos chapter 5 in particular. And the Lord is going to open up the book of Amos. And he's going to give you a prophetic intercessory anointing. And you're going to be able to hold back judgments. You're going to be able to hold back calamities. You're going to be able to hold them back for the Lord's sake and for his people's sake. And they're a supernatural authority for whatever reason. I know some reasons why, but I can't explain it. I can't teach it right now. I see the book of Amos, and the Lord is going to raise up the justice prophets. The justice prophets. And justice shall roll down like a river from the mountain. Justice shall flow down from the mountain like an ever-flowing, everlasting stream. There shall come forth from this mountain of justice, and from the media mountain is now going to flow where there's been injustice. There is now going to be justice that's going to flow like an everlasting stream. Hey, this is James Gollum with Encounters Network, and I have a scripture I want to give to you that relates to the seer. Do you realize that there can be those who are gifted, and they can pray for those who do not yet see, and an impartation can occur? Just as Paul the Apostle in the book of Romans in the first chapter said, I pray that I might come to be with you, that I might impart spiritual gifts to you, that you may be established. Well, I'm coming to you right now, through television and through webcast and through just this cyberspace world. I'm coming to you in your home right now. And here's your word. 2 Kings 6, then Elisha, the prophet, prayed and said, O Lord, I pray, open the servant's eyes that he may see. And the Lord, I can't do it. And the Lord opened the servant's eyes and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So right now, I speak a supernatural blessing upon you from one who has learned and cultivated the spirit of revelation upon my life. Freely I've received. I say freely you receive. I freely give. And I'm asking that the scales of darkness, the scales of unbelief, the scales of analytical skepticism fall off right now in Jesus' name. And I speak, your eyes shall be enlightened of your heart, and you shall be able to see the eternal. You shall be able to see the angelic. You will be able to see the destiny and the hope and the promises of God. And you who your eyes were closed in the past, your eyes shall be opened. And as Elisha prayed for his servant who could not see, and then the servant went, oh my gosh, I don't believe it. And he looked and he saw into the heavenly realm. So now even some of you shall receive a seer blessing, and you too shall look, behold, and see. And I'm going to tell you one of the greatest things that you're going to see. It's not just angels, not just purpose, not just destiny. I have done a scriptural study about open heavens, and when true open heavens in a biblical manner happen, they see God. And I declare a seer's blessing upon you from Daniel, from Ezekiel, from Jacob, from John the Beloved. You shall even see Jesus.
Just as we wrap up this program, I so want you to increase in the seer anointing. And to those of you who have never had your eyes opened yet to it, that the blindness that you've walked in the past would now be removed and that your eyes would see. So what I want you to do is just close your eyes in the presence of the Lord right now, and I'm going to pray for you. Father, I ask that your hand would touch the eyes of your people and bring them to a place of being wide open, just like your son's father, where he only did what he saw you do. Lord, that the eyes of the understanding, the eyes of the Spirit would be open now, that your hand would be upon those eyes, just like eye salve, bringing enlightenment, bringing an opening to the things that you want them to see with dreams, visions, encounters, and visitations. And as you move forward in this, remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. See you next time.